From then on, the presence was full of spite. Instead of sighs and accidents, there was pointed and deliberate abuse. Bugler and Howard grew furious at the company of the women in the house and spent in sullen reproach any time they had away from their odd work in town, carrying water and feed at the stables, until the spite became so personal it drove each off. Baby Shugs grew tired, went to bed and stayed there until her big old heart quit. Except for an occasional request for color, she practically said nothing until the afternoon of the last day of her life, when she got out of bed, skipped slowly to the door of the keeping room, and announced to Seth and Denver the lesson she had learned from her 60 years a slave and 10 years free.